Welcome everybody to the 2003 World Fondappa Day.
This is a day that's being celebrated in more than 50 countries all around the world, marking the 11th anniversary.
Back to the beginning of time. It was once a practice that was passed from teacher to disciple, from generation to generation. It's a very profound practice that's based on the principles of truthfulness, compassion, and forbearance.
Today we won't be taking you quite so far back on the journey of Falun Dafa. Let's first begin at just a little over 1,000 years ago in China, in the Tang Dynasty, a time that is said to have been the height of Chinese civilization.
As Ileana just said, the Tang Dynasty is believed by many to be one of the most prosperous and flourishing eras in Chinese history. It took place in the years 618 to 907 AD. At that time, China was the largest, richest, and most sophisticated state in the world. During that time, China's culture enjoyed a golden age where its art, music, painting, poetry, dance, calligraphy, and literature flourished. It was also a time when great sages were said to have roamed the earth, cultivating and improving their inner selves to find spiritual joy and enlightenment. It was at that time when emperors led with, and the hearts of people were kind. There were also traditional values that defined.
Hello, my name is Denis Bordis, and I am from France. And je vous souhaite une très bonne journée de Falun Dafa in French. Merci. And I've been practicing Falun Dafa for about 5 years now. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Hi, my name is Rui Bocanera. I'm from Brazil, Rio de Janeiro. And Feliz Dia de Falun Dafa.
Hello everyone, benvenuti a tutti. I come from Italy. I'd like to say, io raccomando a tutti Falun Gong.
Good afternoon everyone, my name is Fidel Barrera. I'm from Ecuador. I've been practicing Falun Dafa since 1998. Feliz Dia de Falun Dafa.
My name is Lim Jong-hun. I'm from Korea. I've been practicing Falun Gong 1 year. And 헌연대법 축하합니다. 기분쓰는.
Hi, my name is Osam. I represent Korea. I'm in South Korea. North Korean couldn't make it here. Well, I guess they are busy making nuclear weapons or something. Well, but don't hate them too much because, you know, they are just politicians. And many of them are good people, okay? 세계 법륜대법일을 축하합니다.
Hello everybody, my name is Carsten Bornemann from Germany, and I would like to wish you alles Gute zum Falun Dafa Tag. Thank you very much.
Hi, my name is Christy. I came from Hong Kong. Falun Dafa. Oh, I forgot.
Hello, my name is Stanley Nelson. I started to practice dentistry in Manhattan 55 years ago. And just as I was slowing down, I ran into Falun Dafa. I'm rejuvenated. I'm in my high 80s, and I suggest to you find out about it. It's on the website. It's all around. It's a beautiful, beautiful practice. Thank you so very much.
Hello, my name is Lori. I'm originally from Israel. אני מארץ ישראל ומתרגלת פלון דאפה לא הרבה זמן, אבל אני חייבת להגיד פלון דאפה הוא טוב מאוד.
My name is Lisa, I'm originally from Russia. Я всех поздравляю с днём Falun Dafa.
Thank you so much, everyone.
But we have behind here today, so that everybody can see them. We have, Damon will now read the proclamation from Congressman Gregory Meeks, Member of Congress from the Borough of Queens.
From the U.S. House of Representatives, proclamation. Whereas Falun Dafa was founded in 1992 by Li Hongzhu in China as a peaceful and healthy practice of the body and mind, and whereas it has now expanded to 50 countries and practiced by more than 100 million people, with approximately 800 Falun Dafa practitioners in New York City alone. And whereas Falun Dafa empowers individuals to leave behind bad habits, addictions, and encourages individuals to live in spiritual peace, therefore, be it resolved that I, Gregory W. Meeks, member of the 108th Congress, representing the 6th Congressional District of New York, recognize and congratulate you on a successful and prosperous conference. Thank you, Gregory W. Meeks, members of Congress.
We'd just like to take this moment to thank all the governments, all the people of the world who have recognized the goodness of Falun Dafa and for expressing their words today. Thank you so much, everyone.
This next song is dedicated to all of the Falun Dafa practitioners in China right now, but also their families and their friends, all the people they love, people love them. I read on the internet a lot about the families of the practitioners over there, and a lot of the times you got people whose loved ones are in who are Falun Dafa practitioners, but their minds were poisoned a lot by the propaganda coming from the government in China. And so they when the government would come and take away their siblings and their loved ones, they wouldn't really interfere. But then, only then would they really start to think about what's going on and that the government might have misled them. And that only then do they start to think about and reconsider what Falun Dafa is all about and what their loved ones were sacrificing so much for. This is a song about that. July 1999, they came in the night. They took away my wife and child, and I didn't fight. I am a son of China, I never wanted more. I trusted all my leaders, but that was before. I've never been brave, I've never been strong, I've never done right, I've just done wrong. Now the world is falling down, and I see you for the first time. You were my light, you were the sun, you were the place where I belong. Now I'm born to be like you, in patience, love, and truth. One day soon, find our way home. You were so far away, and I was angry with you. I thought that you were foolish, but I was the fool. So now I've done my reading, and I understand. And all of the precious people hear it firsthand. I've never been brave, I've never been strong, I've never done right, I've just done wrong. Now the world is falling down, and I see you for the first time. You were my light, you were the sun, you were the place where I belong. Now I want to be like you,
chance that hands to one day soon. We'll find our way home.
Is the Chan family, a family of musicians and a family of Falun Dafa practitioners. The only one who is not here with them today is their youngest son, Cheng Gong. He was kept in the labor camp for a full 2 years just because of his belief.
Mr. and Mrs. Chen are from China's Central Philharmonic Orchestra, and they're playing with their daughter, Ying Chen. Please help welcome them.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.